Well, welcome to you all this morning. And it's interesting that when we hear rain on the roof, context makes a big difference, isn't it? Because this time of year brings relief and you feel really happy lying inside your bed and you're hearing that sound on the roof, on the iron. But in the middle of winter, it has an opposite effect and you feel a bit more stressed, isn't it? So you can have the same thing, but it's the context that can make the difference as to how you respond to it, isn't it? But we give thanks to God for the rain that we've had, and we look forward to more. This morning, we've got an Advent wreath here, and last week we had the hope candle, and that's looking forward to the promise of God and Christ coming to us. And I've asked Fabian to come and help us light today's candle, which is the Bethlehem candle, or the candle of preparation. So do you want to come up, Fabian? I'll light the first candle from last week. Thank you. Yes, these candles, as we light them each week, help us prepare for the coming of Christmas. And God kept his promise of a Saviour who will be born in Bethlehem. Preparation means get ready. Help us to be ready to welcome you, O God. And then we read in Luke chapter 3, verses 4 to 6. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all mankind will see God's salvation. And, you know, this is a busy time of year for all of us, particularly in the rural community, getting things done, that deadline of Christmas coming up. But it was probably a bit the same back when Christ was actually born. There was a census on. People were rushing to get to their town to be counted. There was stress because there was no room in the inn for Christ and for Mary and Joseph. And so in some ways we can get and forget about Christ and preparing for his coming. And many people, very few people in fact, were prepared for the first coming of Christ. And so let us have an attitude of preparation for the coming and the second coming of our Lord too. Let's join together and sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, God.
is a privilege to be able to come and sing together and adore him as we prepare for the celebration of his coming. You may realise that Doug and Ethel aren't here this morning, and Raymond Stevenson, Doug's brother, passed away on Saturday morning yesterday at about 9 o'clock, I understand. This has been very sudden for the family. Apparently he was only diagnosed with terminal cancer about a week ago, and so it has been a very intense time for them and their families. I know quite a few of the congregation have known about this, and their support and prayers have been appreciated by Doug and Ethel. I'll just ask John to come and lead us in prayer this morning as we come before God, and also in prayer for Doug and Ethel and their family.
Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for being Lord of all. We know that we can come to worship the one true God who is faithful to all generations. We worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the rain, Lord, that has come this week and waters the earth and makes the plants grow. We pray that it will continue and it will come and fill the soil and overflow to the rivers and streams. We thank you that you are a faithful God that knows our every need, even before we ask. Help us to hear your voice, as Samuel said when you spoke to him, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." We pray for our country to listen to you and follow your ways. We pray for our leaders that they would know and would lead this country in your ways. We pray especially for our families in this country. Strengthen them at this time of year as families get together to celebrate Christmas. Help them to know the true meaning of Christmas and that we celebrate your birth here on earth. We pray especially for Doug and Ethel and the Stevenson's family with the death of Ray. We pray that you would comfort them as they mourn the loss of a brother, a friend, and friend. We pray especially for Doug and Ethel at this time as they are tired. We pray that you would strengthen them as well in the coming days. Help them to get through this period of mourning. We also remember our missionaries. We pray for the young family as they travel here in New Zealand. Pray for their safety on the roads as they meet with family and friends. And we remember too the Johnson family in Burkina Faso as they celebrate Christmas with family that are visiting. We pray for their safety and help them to reach out to people around them with the Christmas story of your birth. We remember too the Christians in Myanmar. We pray for the farming projects of corn storage and the planting of coffee. We pray too that this will be successful and free them from the slavery that they are under for their children. We pray that your name would be uplifted in that country. We pray especially for the refugees that are overflowing outside, that they would be reached with your word. We remember too Christmas and help each one of us here today to celebrate your birth here on earth at Christmas and to share it with family and friends. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, John, for leading us. Bev, there you are. You have a message to deliver, I understand. Do you want to come up here and share it?
Carolyn Callan just wants to thank everybody for their prayers for her in her shift, and probably need to continue praying for a while, but she's in a little flat down in the cargo, and it's not too little. It's a good size flat. I think flats that I've seen have been little, but it's a lovely little flat. She gave me a place to sell on Friday, and I took down two offers to her on Tuesday, one of which she's accepted. I'd just like you to pray that the conditions will be met for the bank.
Thanks, Bev, for sharing that. We continue to think about Caroline, and she's been a part of our congregation for a long time, hasn't she? So, the flyers, I presume, will have been, they were all disappeared last week for distribution, so thank you to those who offered to help with that, and we continue to pray they'll be read and acted upon. There's the woman's coffee and dessert evening on the 14th here, and I have somewhere still one or two flyers for that down there. And if anyone has run out of the ones for our community service with the Rays on Christmas Eve, we can print off more. I've got a couple here today, but we can print off more if you need them. So encourage your friends and neighbours to come along to those. It'll be next week, we have chapel services too. Is there any other notices that anybody has? No? Right. Birthdays and celebrations. Have we had any of those this week? One. Is that you? Congratulations. December birthday. My dad's birthday was in December too, and he said it was a bit of a mixed blessing. Some people, especially when I think it was the 20th, I think, and so he would say, people would say to him, "Oh well, that'll do you for Christmas as well."
That's a thing.
Anyway, congratulations. Yeah, anybody else got any celebrations or birthdays? We've understand. In the Gardine household, Margaret's not here today, she's way through to Dunedin with the graduation of one of her grandsons. And also I heard that Ross's aunt, Auntie Beatrice, celebrated her 94th birthday, yes, as well, so she's catching up with Pearson. She's 95 now, is she?
94, but going strong.
Oh yes, going strong, sorry. Yeah, so it's great to celebrate these events. So let's sing the celebration song. Well, we'll just have to do it without music.
Celebrating with you, to Jesus be true, God bless you and keep you, celebrating with you.
Yes, may God bless you this year. Then.